and welcome everyone to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, bringing you news and events that matter to Townshippers here on 99.1. This is through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by our Government of Canada. So, the holiday season is right around the corner, and sometimes we're at loose ends, wondering what we can do, what we can get up to, and what fun adventures are just outside our front door. When the cookies get to be too much, and it's time to get moving, you might want to check out Tourism Eastern Townships. Their website is jam-packed with all kinds of things, and they've just launched their official winter season of tourism here for the townships. We met up with Shani Alley, who gives us all the inside track on what there is to do and what you can put on your event calendar. Let's go. Shani Alley, the Director of Communications and spokesperson for Tourism Eastern Townships, thank you so much for joining us here on 99.1.
Always a pleasure. Bonjour, Holly.
Bonjour. We have so much to talk about. Now, I understand that the official winter season for tourism in the Eastern Townships recently launched. What was the scene like?
Oh, yes, it was like a Christmas dream. So we're kicking off a rich, vibrant, inspiring 2025-2026 winter season in the Eastern Townships. And, you know, despite all the challenges, we see that the industry is mobilized. So we are offering this winter an amazing experience. So we have Christmas markets, ski resorts, and also we are investing $400,000 in campaigns to promote the region for the Quebec market, Ontario market, and United States. So whatever the weather, winter is fully experienced in the townships.
Oh, it hit with a vengeance, eh? It's like still technically fall, but you've launched this season. It was at the Gare Centrale in Sherbrooke?
Yes, Le Marché de la Gare de Sherbrooke. So this year we were thinking about doing it a little bit different. Usually we make like a normal press conference inside, but this year we thought we are promoting winter, so why not doing the press conference outside? So we had like the Christmas spirit. So as you might know, Christmas markets have become a symbol of winter in the townships. So this year we count 55 markets across the region. So it's a notable increase because we had around 40 in 2020.
Wow.
And those places are more than just places to shop. Like for sure, we can find local talent, gourmet food, craft regional alcohol, eco-friendly products. There is something for everybody to put under the tree. But we are also living immersive experience. So we can meet with artisans, discover local flavors, enjoy the festive vibes. Sometimes you can meet Santa. You
have
friendly activities for the family. So it's the perfect place to create memories. So yeah, they are very popular. So this is why we thought of doing the press launch at this place. And also we can add that the Christmas markets are benefits directly to the local economy.
Well, it's so important to buy locally when you can, just to cut down transport and all that moving around, and you're reinvesting in your community and your neighbor's work. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yes. And more than doing just like the promotion of local tourism, the products that we have in the townships are amazing. So we don't have to be shy of putting them under the tree and on the table. Like doing a Eastern Townships table for the Christmas Eve could be also a great idea. Maple, cheese, charcuterie, pastries, honey. We have wine, ciders, craft beer, spirits. Well, we have really amazing products. So when we go at this place and we are meeting with the artisan, you learn their story, you create a bonding. So it's really like a full experience. Yeah.
It's like a retrouvaille a little bit. And
Yes.
if you haven't got the Christmas spirit kicked in to full force yet, it really just amplifies. It's so
Gosh, yeah.
joyous.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people, we look at the tourism site, which is exceptional. I find it so user-friendly and varied, so your searches can be really personalized in what you need, like you're saying, the weather or who you have visiting or what have you. But it's not just for outside visitors, is what I'm finding. It's the idea of local tourism or staycations.
Oh, absolutely. And what is amazing with our website is that you can find all the different sectors of the tourism industry of the townships. So you can see accommodation, spa, spa and wellness. You can see all the attractions, what you can discover if you like museum, if you want to try a farm to table restaurant, ski resorts. Well, there is something for everybody, and it is like bien séparé. Everything is separated correctly, and it's easy, friendly user. I thought maybe I can
User
start back.
friendly. Yeah, it's very intuitive. I find the site is easy to navigate.
Yes, I might have another sip of coffee.
Allez, allez. C'est le matin. And
Exactly.
what's cool about the townships is I find you can still make discoveries. Like when I was looking on easterntownships.org, that's your site, I was like, wow, there's different trails, there's different venues, there's different markets, and there's so much in each different sector. C'est vraiment varié. Like you go to
Yes.
Fellowsburg, you go to Stambridge East, you go to Stansted, you go to Compton. Like it has something different and a different flavor to offer.
Yes, and this is part of what makes the township so amazing. Like visitors from the Eastern Townships, they can, as you said, rediscover the region. People from Bromont can go to Mégantic and live something completely different if they have never been at this place. So we are also promoting the region for people living here and telling them you can live an amazing day or weekend in your own region.
Community,
Even
yeah.
yes, even if you don't go far away, you can still feel that it's different from your hometown and everything. So and sometimes we think we have seen it all, but
Oh, yeah.
when we go like on our website, like you're saying, you discover so many things. And we are very lucky in the townships because our industry has so many ideas, and they think about projects that they seem completely crazy at first, but they make it happen, and we're like, wow, it's in our neighborhood.
It's true.
And sometimes we're traveling far away to see something amazing, but we have the first wine route of Quebec, producing over 60% of all Quebec wine. We also have the Summit Drive in the region of Mégantic. So you have amazing mountains, lakes, and this place is also the first international dark sky reserve.
True.
So it's so beautiful. So you go in those places and you feel like not at home. Like
Yeah.
it's crazy what we have in the townships. You can go through the little village, through the townships trail. So this is a trail that showcased all the villages, the patrimoine, the culture of the townships. We have also a cruise on the Memphremagog Lake with Le Grand Cru. So you live like a cruise, but with a gourmet repas. It's amazing the views. You even see the l'Abbaye Saint-Benoît du Lac, a monk monastery where they produce cheese and cider. We have this in our region.
Saint-Benoît-du-Lac,
Yes,
exactly.
exact. You also go to Sutton, where there is another dark sky reserve at Au Diable Vert. In this place, in summer, they have vélo volant, which is like a flying bike, so you are pedaling at the top of the trees.
I've
What's
tried
that?
it, and I'm scared of
Yes.
heights, and it was it was, you're safe, but it's incredible.
Yes. So we have all of those experience in the township. So if you really think you've seen it all, I can tell you, you don't.
Think again.
That's Shani Yale, the Director of Communications and Spokesperson for Tourism Eastern Townships. You can find their site at easterntownships.org. We'll get back to our conversation as she sheds some light on the 60 new offerings here in the townships this winter season and year ahead.
There's so many new offerings. I read on your site there's over 60 new highlights, one being a poetry walk. I was like, wow, ça c'est original.
This is very original. And as I told you, people are coming to visit, but to revisit the townships. And the new offering are making it new. And there is something for everybody. So over 60 new winter offering. And the highlights, as you said, there is L'Allée des Poèmes in Lac Mégantic. So this is a poetic installation that was created with local people. So the idea is to honor regional identity. We have also two new exhibitions at the Musée des Beaux-Arts de Sherbrooke. If you're going to Grimbay, the Vignoble Côte des Limousins are now offering winter tours. So you have views on the Yamaska National Park. It's an amazing place to taste local wines. In Magog, Bistro Cos is adding a fort heated dome on the winter terrace. So imagine you are in a cozy bubble overlooking on the lake. So it's really the perfect ambiance for a night out with friends or something romantic. In Frelischburg, we have Le Manège that is opening a new space. It's a multi-purpose room. So you have a food lab, an event hall, co-working space, a farm stand as well. So it will be a new hub for flavors and community in Bron-Missisquoi. You can go to Saint-Camille. So we have Écogite Inspire. So this is a forest retreat. So you have a out of the beaten paw lodging, if I can say, with the sauna, spa, views on the Mont Am, and also you're really connecting to nature. So those are ideas of what you can have in the townships that is new for the winter season that is coming. Obviously, there is also ski. Are you a skier?
Oh, yes. And a snowboarder, cross country. It's like, il faut en profiter because winter is long. And
yes.
Si je peux, mon pays, c'est l'hiver. So put on your toque and get outside. Yeah.
Exactly. Winter is more fun when we are doing activities. So the ski is already started for the winter season. So since last weekend. And well, we can say that Mother Nature help us this year. We had like early snow, so it really kicked up the ski season well because they have a great amount of winter so far. So the mountains are ready. So the four big that we have in the region are Mont Offord, Mont Sutton, Alzette, and Bromont. And obviously, they have something new also for the skiers this winter. If we look at Mont Offord, they have a major transformation of the main lodge. So new dining area, they revamped the slalom pub. So it will be ready just in time for the Christmas season. Mont Sutton has a new techno alpine snow gun for a better snow quality. So this mountain is renowned for the sous-bois.
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
And they have so much snow during winter. It's fluffy and fun. Mont Alzette is celebrating its 60th anniversary. They started with six runs at the start, and now they have nearly 50. So a big increase in this mountain. And we have to remind that we have a break taking view on Lake Memphrey Magog. So it's a landmark destination. So they will be very dynamic during the winter season. And finally, Bromont Montagne d'Expérience, they have 15 new fan guns to have a better snow quality. And there is also the return of the Candy Valley. So this is very fun and popular for kids and families. So they will have fun for sure at this the Candy Valley, and just down at the down of the slopes of Bromont, there is the brand new Residence Inn by Marriott that is opening in January. So it's a real ski in, ski out. So 134 units. Very beautiful with pool, spa, and people will be very happy to have access to a ski and ski out, which we didn't have in the region so far. So many, many things to discover. And if you like skiing and you want to have a advantageous formula to ski all our four big mountains, well, you can have the Let's Go card that is back for the seventh season. So you have a reduced rate and you can use it anytime. You can find it on our website too. Let's
Ooh,
go.
for the people who are on the powder day hunt, you're
Oh,
ready to
yes.
fly, c'est fait. That's amazing. And sometimes we need less expensive options. And I'm told there's activities for every budget. Say you're a family, you've got kids, and you need to work off some of the Christmas cookies. What kind of things are available for different budgets?
Yes, exactly. Well, we are we have a economic context that is particular. We see that people are still spending money to have vacations. There is a survey that was made by Événements Attractions Québec in the past weeks, and they said that 74% of Quebecers plan to take part in at least one tourism or recreational activity this winter. So people are still going out and enjoying the cold season. But for sure, our strategy to promote the Eastern Township is considering the economic context. So we are promoting every activities for big wallets or small wallets, so you have them for all. And what is fun in the region is that yes, we have a downhill ski, but you can also try the cross-country skiing that is less expensive, nature spa, sliding, skating, ice fishing. You have cultural discoveries with all the museum of the townships, gourmet delight. You can try agritourism. So there is something for everyone, for every weather, and as I said, for every wallet.
Right. And get out and go skating. Like just the Sentier-Pédestre over in Magog, on Memphremagog, is free. You have little campfires going, music. It's beautiful. And I love that there's a Zamboni. So the ice is quite stable or steady. It's not c'est pas tout
Oui,
poqué,
raboteur.
which Wait, exact. So,
And
yeah.
also, Holly, we have winter events that will be back. So if you want to enjoy like festivities, you have Plaisir d'hiver in Waterloo, Fête des Neiges in Magog. So they will be back in February. So this is great events to enjoy like the cold season, to celebrate what's made Eastern Township so unique. You also have the Grand Prix Skidoo de Valcourt that is coming back
Yes.
for the 33rd edition. So this is kind of an event. It's amazing. So yeah, you have something for really everybody.
That's brilliant. And what I enjoyed on your website that I stay in découverte pour moi is that all your guides and your maps are free and you can download them. You have
For
for
sure.
trails and snowshoeing and such. Like there's so many options if you want to change it up or go do what you're familiar with, but it's a nice option to have the maps.
Yes, well, thank you. I'll tell the word to the team. So if you go at the bottom of the page, you can click on guide and maps. And yes, you have the tourist guide. You also have a guide for family-friendly winter activities. For the summer season, you have cycling route. You can see the roadmap, hiking, outing. So we are providing suggestions for the visitors at all time of the year. So you can like download those maps, but you can also subscribe to the infolet, to the newsletter, and receive directly in your mailbox, email box, sorry, different suggestions to visit the region. So every week our team is doing a quoi faire cette semaine. So it's different ideas to discover the region. So if there is festivals, special events, so you will find them in this newsletter.
I'm going to sign up. Yes, I
For
am.
sure.
If you're bored out here in the townships, I think it's your own fault. There's just so much to do. And, just get out and go for a walk. We live in a postcard. It's like a Hallmark card. It's such
Yeah,
a blessing. So beautiful.
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Shani. We wish you the best of seasons and a beautiful winter tourism season. And thank you for helping us find the magic in our own home, in our region.
Well, thanks to you. I wish you a great winter and let's hope for a lot of snow.
Absolutely, and someone who wants to shovel it for you. Merci
That would be
beaucoup.
amazing. Merci.
Bye-bye. Put that
Bye-bye.
on my Christmas list. Okay. Merci
Bye-bye.
encore. Bye.
You can always wish, and Santa's always listening. Hey, just saying. Chenille of the Tourism Eastern Townships Organization, who met with us to tell us all the wonderful things that are lined up for townshippers and tourists alike. Thank you for tuning in to 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey, here for the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.